Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody in for Lisa Mullins. One of the state's biggest hospital operators, Steward Healthcare, has declared bankruptcy. This comes after months of uncertainty about its future. The company runs more than 30 hospitals across the country, including 8 in Massachusetts, and it's been struggling with a mounting load of debt. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey joins us now to explain how the bankruptcy filing could affect healthcare in eastern Massachusetts. Priyanka, hi.
Hi, Sharon.
First, what do patients need to know right now?
Okay, so the main thing right now is that Steward hospitals remain open, and Governor Maura Healey says it's safe for patients to go to Steward facilities.
People should continue to seek their care, to go to those appointments, and if you're experiencing any emergent situation, you should absolutely go to a Steward hospital.
Steward's 8 hospitals in Massachusetts include St. Elizabeth's and Kearney in Boston, Good Samaritan in Brockton, and Holy Family in Haverhill.
Now, bankruptcy obviously is a serious step. What does this development mean for the future of the company?
Yeah, so since Steward is asking to restructure under Chapter 11 bankruptcy, that means a court will oversee a process to handle the company's debts and determine how it moves forward. Ross Martin is a bankruptcy law expert at Boston College.
Instead of just shutting a business down and auctioning everything off, which I think most people, that's the thing they think of when they hear bankruptcy, is designed to allow a company to put things on hold so they can figure out how much to pay creditors and basically how can they operate this business so it's not just losing money all the time.
It's too soon to know exactly what will happen to Steward, but it's possible certain facilities could ultimately be sold while others could wind down operations.
Now, it's pretty remarkable for such a large hospital company to file for bankruptcy. How did we get here?
Yeah, so a little history. Steward was founded here in Massachusetts in 2010. It began with a private equity firm that acquired a group of struggling hospitals from the Archdiocese of Boston. And later, the company expanded nationally and even overseas. But there were signs of distress and debts piling up, especially in the past year. The bankruptcy filing shows Steward likely has between $1 billion and $10 billion in debt. The company owes money to the landlord that owns its hospital properties and to many vendors. It owes millions to the IRS. Governor Healey and other elected officials have been hammering Steward executives, including CEO Ralph De La Torre, for greed and mismanagement.
This is a failed management team and a failed institution that has just incurred a boatload of debt. And that will work itself through the bankruptcy process.
But De La Torre blames the company's problems on factors like inflation, rising labor costs, and public insurance reimbursement rates that just aren't keeping pace with the real cost of care.
What are state officials doing now to protect patients during this bankruptcy?
Well, Massachusetts officials are already sending monitors to all the Steward hospitals every day to make sure the care is safe. They've set up a phone line and website to share information with patients and consumers. They've also set up a command center so they can quickly communicate with healthcare leaders around the state and respond to the crisis.
That is WBUR healthcare reporter Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.